Hello, this is Mari, and I'm starting the Auroville Green News this Friday, the 9th of December 2011. At the studio, we have Andrea and Yahalom. For today, we have three very important news. Some update on Botanical Garden, some more information about Bray Beau, and the situation with tigers and coal mining. Botanical Garden, it's monsoon time again, planting time, growing time. Our Auroville Botanical Garden are buzzing with energies. In each corner, people are busy with various new projects or projects taking shape. Recently, they had the visit of a class from the Krishnamurti School in Chennai. The students wanted to experience and work in nature. They used their enthusiastic energy to plant the spot, which is designated as the Butterfly Garden and part of their learning stations. You should have seen the transformation after 3 days. The young people planted approximately 100 shrubs, amongst other Duranta erecta, commonly known as the butterfly bush. With a name like butterfly bush, you might expect a plant to be attracted to butterflies. In fact, it's a magnet for all the butterflies who pass through the garden seeking nectar. Towards the northern wall, tall trees like Albizia and Pongamia, also drawing butterflies, were put to hide the neighbors' housing development activities. During the summer months, Kudapa stones were painted by the already well-spread technique from Pichandikulam to explain nature. Thanks to a grant given by Stichen Desaier and Foundation for the World Education, they could employ the same artists and tools prepare their learning station. Now, their visitor can study the paintings on the stones, the life of the butterfly, or how an anthill functions and what termites are useful for. The plates also explain the use of certain plants, many of which are of medicinal use. It's almost like walking in a live art gallery with these beautiful images. For such projects, their nursery needs to grow more and more. At present, they have around 50,000 plants in bags and pots and containers. There are days when there are many hands doing various tasks, from maintenance work of nursery to loading lorries to deliver plants. Students, volunteers, Aurovillian local workers is a colorful and joyful crowd. And although their team has new members, recently Glenn joined and Satyavan and Samia, they still need more people. Maybe this information will inspire you to come and work with them. At least, come and have a look, go around, talk to people at Botanical Garden, and try to find a way in your agenda. Nature for sure will much appreciate your help. On Bray Beau, we reported earlier on the Bray Beau Biotechnology Regulatory Authority of India, which will be tabled soon in Parliament. It will give the green light to introduce many GMs, genetically manipulated crops, vegetable and fruits. GM crops are created by inserting genes from unrelated organisms like bacteria and viruses into our food crops. This makes our food potentially toxic. Bray will clear this kind of technology without even considering the opinion of those who will be affected by it. Our food and the health of many generations can be saved from genetic manipulation. Actions are on, and some MPs have already submitted their opposition to this bill. To see and to know more, you can access the greenpeaceindia.org and be part of the change. The government wants to fast-track approval of coal mining in dense forest area of central India. Apart from being important for the livelihood of thousands of people and holding valuable biodiversity and wildlife, these forests are one of the best habitats in the world for tigers. Coal mining has already destroyed large patches of forest and wildlife corridors. In Maharashtra, it's now threatening tigers' habitats around the Tadoba Andari Tiger Reserve and cutting off the forest corridor for the tigers to move from one forest to the other. Whatever is left of the tigers, leopards, and other wildlife will come closer to extinction. Research by the IPCC has shown that renewable energy can provide for our growing power needs. You can also see more information at greenpeace.in, Jungle Listen, Save Jungle Book for the Future. I would like to thank you very much, the Green Group with the Green Column, Bridget, Lisbeth and Isa, for this information we're sharing with you today, and to say goodbye, and next 2 weeks we have more news. And again, if you have any contribution, you like to participate, give your interview or anything that occurs to you, you can always come to the radio or write us an email. Bye-bye.